We learn that in order to be Chayiv Galus, it has to be a Tzicha that happens Derech Yerida. So the Shaila is, Ki Haigav Na'aliyahu HaYeridahi. What's the weather to Tzadim? Or the Ubaya? So what does Rashi say? What would it to Tzadim? You go according to the person. The person's on his way up, but you go according to the step, the rung, and that's on its way down. That's the Ubaya, right? Now, what's he going to answer? Is he answering the Ubaya? You follow what's happening? What is the Ubaya? The Ubaya is, do you go according to the person or do you go according to the rung? So what did he tell him? He sort of changed the subject. The Bavali answered Yechon and Shai. Someone's going up a ladder. You go according to the person or according to the rung? Amalek, Kavar Negatev, you read the Shitzer Chaliyah. That's you read the Shitzer Chaliyah. What does that mean? You go according to the what?
The rung.
You go according to the rung. Is that true? I was answering, huh?
No, you read it. You go according to the person.
Chayyim is answering the Shaila, right? He's telling you, huh? So, is that called an Aliyah Yerida? That was the Shaila. You go according to the person or the rung? The person doesn't move down. The person is constantly moving up. Pushing down. It's going up as he's pushing down. You're looking at his foot and not his body. That's the same thing as the body. You go according to his body, you go according to the rung.
Well, I say what hit the person,
the rung is what hit the person. So the rung fell down. The way I see the Gemara, even the Lashon Kavar Nagata, sounds like what you're asking, I can answer. But you're getting into a new shayla if you read the Tzar Haliyah, which is not what you meant to ask. Is that what's going on in the Gemara? You look like me, you look like Shalom. Everybody learn. Huh? Is he answering the Ubaya? He's not answering the Ubaya. Follow what I'm asking? Is he answering the Ubaya? He's not answering. The whole rest of this sugya, the way Rashi explains the rest of this Amid, seems to be all based on the rung. Right, Pradisliya, the way of Sliya, who cares? If you go according to the person, who cares if the rung is rad or it's not rad? To me, it sounds like the whole sugya, he's saying, Yitaka go according to the rung. According to the rung. And the rung is the Yerida. And the person is going up, the rung is going down, this is the Yerida, go according to the rung. Just, Kavar Nagati, the Yerida, Shitar Chaliyah. That's the way I understand him.
Obviously, that's how we call it the rung.
Isn't it mashma that way? First of all, from Kavar Negata, from the Lashon, Kavar Negata B'Yudu Shetzer Chalina. If he holds, he goes according to the person, he has the Mishael. The person's going up, the rung is going down. You look at the person or the rung. So he told him, that's Yeridah Shetzer Chalina. What's Yeridah Shetzer Chalina? The person? The person's going up. The rung is going down. It sounds like he's being pressured to Shaila that Yitaka go according to the rung. I could go according to the rung. You say the rung, maybe you mean the foot also, I don't know. But, and not according to the person. Just that this is a Shaila of Yerida, it's Tzar Chaliyah. That's why he's such a lush and combined the garbage. He's not answering your Shaila. I mean, he's answering your Shaila, but he's bringing in a separate Indian.
And you never have Aliyah.
You have Aliyah. If somebody's Magal bin Magila, let's say the slanted roof, right? Every ladder at this point will always be Yerida Shetzer Chaliyah. Unless the person falls off the ladder. We're talking about the rung breaks. If the person just loses his balance and falls off the ladder, it's Aliyah. Is the rung... Well, the case is Nishmat HaShliva Mitachta of Imah Baharga. The Shliva is what fell down and it killed him. Oh, so that's the way you want to be. Paishit, the Shliva is going down. And it's Yerida. But if you read Lo Tzarech Aliyah, so that's coming into a new shayla, and that's now the rest of the sugya is going to go into read Lo Tzarech Aliyah. But Yibayu, it seems to me, Yibayu is in. And we go Basa Shliva, which is the thing that killed, and that Basar, the person who did the killing, he was probably going up, but he was pushing down. So now the Gemara goes into the interview, you read Lo Tzarech Aliyah. So we know whenever it says Zaklal, it's always coming Lasuye something, to add something. Isn't it coming to tell us that this is called Shaloi Viderech Yiridasai? And it's Eina Gaila. What time there? Kosher Viderech Yiridasai Lasuye Mai? Ela Lasuye Katsa, Pachanami Lasuye Katsa. What's the case? You have to help cup. I assume you've all done this already. When you swing a cutting knife, you swing it up, back, down, up and back, and forward down. So what place said? Now, if you put all the pieces together, what's the maskana? According to the way Rashi learns, what does it depend on? Anything, the way Rashi learns this Gemara, it matters if the tail is the arena. It doesn't matter what side. When you hit it, if you're going this way, that's up. Going this way is down. This way is up, and this way is down. So it depends only lemaisa b'fayel what you're doing. That's how Rashi touches the Gemara. As a matter of fact, your son of Gemara seems to be forces you to say that. That it just matters what you're doing. Why you're doing it is not the issue. If you're going up, that's called aliyah. If you're going down, that's called yerida. So yerida, shitzarech aliyah, is a yerida. Any yerida, whatever reason, is a yerida, and any aliyah is an aliyah. So that if you picture in your mind a film of somebody doing this, so you have four steps. First step is Potter. Second step is Chayit. Third step is Potter. Fourth step is Chayit. Because you go up, up, down, up, down. So it comes out, right? It's up, down, right? So the up part is Potter from Galus, and the down part is Chayit from Galus. That's what comes out. No, it's up, down. When you swing, you reach all the way back. So it's up, down, up, down. So all ups are Potter, all downs are Chayit. Everyone went to Gemara that way, right? Pasuk Shan, the Gemara. Leima ketanoi, haya oilo b'sulam nishma tashlim v'takta p'arichad ha-chayit p'ana idha Potter, ma'ay la b'hoke mifugi, ma'asav yuridahi, ma'asav aliyahi. The rest is no, like, kuliyam aliyahi, like kasha kamen nizikin kamen gol. Everyone holds that it's an aliyah, and for nezikim, what's the din? Yechayim, and for galus, yepach. Or ibay yisei mahaval galus, the kasha had yisliya, adleyes liya. We'll talk about that soon. Ibay yisei mahaval adleyes liya, kasha had mahadik, who the hadloy mahad. So the Gemara, the way we learn the Gemara with Rashi, Rashi pshat the Gemara, we're ending up making this chiluk. Now, can anybody tell me a svara when you wind up to hit? Is there any svara that the first half if you wind up you're potter, and the second half if you wind up you're chayav galus? And the reverse, that when you go this way, the first half you're potter and the second half you're chayav? What? So you're saying a svara or gzeres hakas? Sounds like a gzeres hakas. What? What's the svara? But when I'm swinging this way, is there really a big difference in the first half of my swing and the second half of my swing? Is there any reason to So why when I'm going forward, let's just talk about forward. The first half of my forward is up. That's Derech Aliyah and Potter. Second half of my forward is down. Which one has more force? The down part has more force, and therefore... But they were talking that this part was enough to kill somebody also. But let's say forward. The whole thing is forward, and there's the first half of the second half. But isn't the whole thing all one?
I think when you're going up, it's easier to stop.
You're going forward.
So
Going forward,
the Aliyah is more of a maze. We've already learned that the Pesur of Aliyah, that's more of an oinus. Not more of a maze. The Rambam says Aliyah. But the Pesur of Aliyah is because it's more of an oinus, the Rambam says.
Right.
So it can't be as more of an maze.
No, what I'm saying is that the last half is harder to control, therefore it's more of a shogeg. The first half, like when you're going here, forward, going down, it's harder to control because you have the clump just grabbing, taking it down, therefore it's more likely to get a shogeg. It takes about one second,
the whole swing. I don't really see a difference.
Well, it's easier to stop it going up until you reach the level. And therefore...
Well, why would you want to stop it?
No, but therefore, if you hit something...
But why would someone want to stop it? That's what I'm saying.
No, but I'm saying, if you're going up, it's more the main way because it's more your control to stop it.
But I didn't see the person. Why would I stop it?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I mean, why... The question is...
We already learned
that we can learn two ways, Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida. Either it's Derech HaKasa, period. Aliyah Yerida. Or is the logic, which the Rambam said, that Derech Aliyah, you don't have to watch out for people so much. Because it's the Rambam's lashon was that it's not common for Derech Aliyah for people to drop it. And Derech Yerida, it's more common. But Derech Aliyah, people can be around, it doesn't matter. Derech Yerida, you shouldn't do it when there are people. If you're lowering a barrel out a window, if there are people there, you shouldn't do it. And when you're pulling it up, the Rambam said, it's not shriyat when you pull things up that it falls, it's less shriyat. And therefore, it's paralyzed. Now, it seems to me that Rashi Shita fits better, not like the Rambam. Because it would seem that the whole forward thrust is all, as far as being careful of people around you, it's very hard to be causing the first half of the thrust and the second half of the thrust. If the Xeris HaKos, it's partial. Is the up, and up is up, and down is down, right after me. Well, I'm just, to make it simple, I'm not talking about both, I'm just picking one. I'm talking about swinging forward. So there's two parts. It's an up and a down. No, that's a chayr, right. So you wind up, and then you go up and down. If one is, you have to be more careful for people around you with this part than with that part. Is this part for that? People get hit. Somebody got hit. I mean, what are you telling me? Somebody got hit. More so this way than this way. All right. And when you swing down, you also have people on you. Lamaisa, the Rambam learns his Gemara differently. Yeah. What I meant to say is, if we go without a Tam, then Rashi's easy. There's no problem. Once you start with reasons, it's a bit difficult to be mechalek between the up and the down of a single swing. Lamaisa, the Rambam paskins follow. The Rambam says that anything that's in the wind up is potter, and anything that's in the swing itself is chayik. The Rambam is not mechalek between the ups and the downs of the swing. He says anything that's in the wind up is potter, and anything that's in the swing itself is a yerida, and it's chayik. And the svaras of Rambam is very easy. It's more common to hurt somebody in the actual swing than in the wind-up. It's more common for something to go wrong. People who hit with a hammer tend to hit their thumb more often on the way down than on the way up. Don't you think you hit somebody on the way down? You miss. You're off by a little. And you hit something you didn't plan to hit. So the Rambam, the Shitasai, it's very, very good. I don't think it's such a hard Shita. The problem with the Rambam is, what's the problem with the Rambam? It's fitting it into the Gemara.
That's the
deal with the Mishnah,
as far as when you lower your existing, are there more commonality one
versus
the other?
You'll have to get the tape. We introduced the Rambam talk on the Mishnah, that's what the Rambam said. But this is Shita Rabbah. The problem is how the Rabbah fits into this Gemara. We have to start the whole Gemara again and go through the Gemara and try to make it fit with the Rabbah. It's virtually impossible. The Kesef Mishnah wants to say that the Rabbah had different your size. Ochlaner doesn't like that the Kesef Mishnah changes the Girsa. Ochlaner tries to make it fit into the Gemara. Also not satisfying. Then the Chafetz Chaim comes along. The Chafetz Chaim has a sefer with Kutei Halachis on Makis. And the Chafetz Chaim says the Gemara of Pshat in the Rambam. Fit it into the Gemara. The Chafetz Chaim says that the Rambam learned the entire sugya like Rashi, except when it got to the second wide line, it said, the Gemara says, like, the Kuli Alma Aliyahi. The Rambam holds that when the Gemara says the Kuli Alma Aliyahi, the Gemara now is having harata from what it said till now, that Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah is a Yerida. And the Gemara is saying the Kuli Alma Aliyahi, that Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah, that a wind up, Aliyahi is an Aliyah. There's no difference the two halves of the Aliyah L'Fanav and the Aliyah L'Achra. So that once the Gemara says, "Why the Kuli Alma Aliyah?" He like Hashak, how is it coming all this? The Gemara is saying, "You know what? We'll change. You read all the Tzarech Aliyah as an Aliyah, and what is that? That's in the wind up. And anything that's in the wind up, you read all the Tzarech Aliyah is a Aliyah, which is positive. So the whole wind up is positive. So here the Gemara is changing what it says. The Rambam will hold that since this is the end of the sugya, so we pass like the last teretz of the sugya. That's the Chafetz Chaim said. Follow? Is that the last teretz of the sugya? What? Which word? Taka true. The Gemara used words. That's a good kasha. The Gemara used a hishol chalav lahevi yirida shitzer chaliyah. And now we're going to say that this price is argued. Like we said, like Katanoi, what's that Tana going to do? So we don't know. What's that Tana going to do? Good question. I don't know. Question anyway. Chafetz Chaim is not trying to answer that. Chafetz Chaim is saying that at this point in the Gemara said to Machlokes Tanoim, the Gemara said, Loi, the Kuli Am Aliyah. Which means that at this point the Gemara is changing and saying, what? The Kuli Am Aliyah, you read the Tzarech Aliyah is an Aliyah. Not like it said in the whole sugya. The whole sugya assumed that a Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah is a Yerida. At this point, we're ending up that it's Taka Yerida. Now, look at the Gemara. Is that the final teretz?
You have to be
you with me. Ibayis Seima. Does Ibayis Seima change? That's how it comes. The Rambam in general holds that we go according to the last two kimta of a Gemara. In general, like the Gemara two terutzim, the Rambam generally goes according to the last teretz. So you could be Amri, the Rambam goes like the last lush. The Gemara says, the Kuli Alma Aliyahi. Then it says, Yibayasema. What does the Yibayasema hold? That Kuli Alma what? Yibayasema, when it says, Hadis Liyah Hadalayas Liyah. That Kuli Alma holds what? Taisa said, that in the last Yibayasema, Kuli Alma Yerida. Now we have a problem. Chafetz Chaim has a good iron file. That Ibayasema, we go according to the last teretz. But the last teretz, the last Ibayasema, is saying it's a Yerida. What? Kashtus Merit. But, look at the Groz. Our Groz had Groz in the last teretz. Ibayasema, Havaha Legolos. See what the Groz says? Abba Galut, Yitavitzida, Girsus a Rambam, or the Zikin. See what the Gemara says? The Rambam was Gairus, this last Ibayasema has nothing to do with Galus. And the Torah pushes that Isis. It's not going on, you read the Tzarech Aliyah for Galus. It's not a Chafetz Chaim is good again. Chafetz Chaim says we go according to the Gemara's last Teretz, like the Rambam, The Taki is the Gemara's last parent, Lagabi Gol. The Gemara's last who came to Avgolus is the Kuliyam Aliyahi. And that's why the Rambam Paskins wind up is an Aliyah, and it's part of it. And the next terrace, talking about the terrace, but it's not changing the rule of God. I think that's all follows. If you hold it, this all going in the Zikin, the last one too. So Taisis has not a problem. Taisis asks, why does the Gemara say, Kuliyam Yuridi? Terrace is because the terrace is not going on God. Like there's a shayla in Baba Kama. Machlekes Rishayim. We have a rule, Adam Mu'ed La'ayla. Right, that a person is always a mu'ed. What does Adam Mu'ed La'ayla mean? It means anytime you cause damage, you're responsible. That's true always. What happens if someone's an Aynas? An Aynas Gavah. Totally not his fault. But the person who does damage has to pay. Totally not your fault. What do we say? I just jump on the patch. But other more liable? Truth is. I think it's very good. It's probably what it's telling you in London. Well, why do you pay? When you magic someone, why do you pay? Is it a punishment? Or is it a restitution? You have to just put back what you took away. If it's an Einish, an Einish should be part of it. It has nothing to do with an Einish. It's just you got to put back what you took. So then you should always have to put back what you took. The Gemara says that Adamud La'aylam is even by an Einish. And the Ramban learns that that's true for all Einisim. It doesn't matter how much it is your fault, it's not your fault. Every Einis Adam is Chayiv. Could be totally not your fault, but if you did it, Adam would lie, you always have to pay. Fall on that. Taisvis, in the beginning of Bava Kama, says no. He said that an Einis Gamor, if it's totally not your fault, Potter. It's totally not your fault, it's Potter. And it gives an example. It says that if a person is mazik in his sleep, he's chayiv. Because Zainus, you're middle of sleeping. And in your sleep, you turn over, you fall off the bed, and you fall on somebody's keli that's on the bed next to you, and you break it. An alarm clock on the floor next to you, and you turn over, you fall on it, and you crack it. So the Gemara says you're chayim. Now on Shabbos, if you're in the middle of your sleep, you turn over and you do malacha, your father is no shayla. In lachayin is gadol mizu. Person sleeping is an ayin. But other mudlaim, if you turn over in your sleep, you're chayim. Taisa says that's only true if when you went to sleep, that keli was next to your bed already. It was already next to you. So there's a ksas, it's an oinis, but there's a ksas responsibility in that maybe you should have been careful not to go to sleep next to something. You should have moved it away. It's still an oinis. On Shabbos it would be considered an oinis. But it's not an oinis gomor. That's Taisus Lash. However, Zaptaisus, if when you went to sleep it wasn't there, and after you went to sleep someone put it there, and then in the middle of your sleep you turned over and broke it, Taisus holds that you're pukkah, because you're an Einis Gomel, totally not your fault. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds that even an Einis Gomel, Adam would lie, always high. In our Gemara, the two Gersois in our Gemara, the Rambam's Gersa, is totally in that. The Gemara, according to the Rambam's Gersa, says, Hava Hala Nezikin, Balai Kasha, Had yisliya, had alo yisliya. What does that mean? Now we're talking by a mazik, a man climbing a ladder, and he falls down and breaks something. So if it's a normal ladder, and he falls down and breaks, it's chayim. If it's a sliya, it's a rotten step. So then he's an einus gomer, assuming he didn't leave the, if he left the ladder out in the rain and it got ruined, he'd be a shaygeg or a b'sheya. But assuming it's a normal ladder, that's a sliya. The Rambam holds, you're an einus gomer, and you're potter. You have no reason to suspect that that's a rotten step. The Rambam holds, you're potter. That is sliya, not misa, it's about nezikin now. By nezikin, the Rambam shita is that this gemara is mechadash, like shita's tais, in tais in Baba Kam, that this gemara is mechadash, that by nezikin, an einus gomor is sometimes potter. If it's mamish an einus gomor, you're potter legam. That's the shita's a Rambam. And that's totally on this gemara. You have two Gemaras that actually Mishnayos that seem to be raya's to the Rambam and Taisus. The Rambam and Taisus hold the Einus Gomor as potter, and the Kasha on the Rambam. One is the Mishnah in the beginning of Haminiach HaSakad, the beginning of Perek Haminiach in Baba Kama. The first case in Haminiach. Person puts a jug in the street and someone walks by and he steps on it and he breaks it. So the person who walks by is potter. Why is he potter? You're not allowed to break people's cars. Someone leaves it in the street, it's not a heter. Not a heter to break it. So the Gemara says, She'ein derech ha'adam l'sbayin b'drachim. People, it's normal for people not to look at the sidewalk when they walk. People tend to just walk and not look where they're going. So therefore you're potter when you break a car. That's a raya that Adam is sometimes potter. Even though Adam would lie alone, why should you be potter? They say it's not your fault, normal people walk in the street. Yes. Let me just tell you the second Gemara. It was actually also a Mishnah. You should know that halacha is very different than the law in the United States as far as short stops. I think the law here is that the person, someone stops, the person in the car behind him rams into him, the one behind him is responsible. Because you're supposed to stay far enough away that if he makes a short stop, you would stop. The Perek Mishnah, again, is the end of Perek HaMiniach. Zeba b'chavisai, v'zeba b'kairasai. One person is carrying a barrel, and one person is carrying a bean. And the one with the barrel is in front. And he makes a short stop. And the one carrying the bean does not make a short stop. So the bean and the barrel occupy the same spot for a brief period of time. And the barrel gives way to the bean and becomes destroyed. So the halacha is that the Baal HaKaira is potter. Because the Baal HaFadr is, you know, make short stops. It says if he signals, then he's potter. If he signals, then he's going to make a short stop. The Baal HaKaira didn't care. A brake light is adequate, I'm not sure. It doesn't break until you stop stopping if you don't get the signal. It says if you call that beforehand, I'm about to stop, then it changes. But stop is like someone walking the street makes a short stop, then the one behind him is parked. It's also a riot to Tyson. Did you not only say Adam would lie? But the Ramban, he answers these kashes, until he has started to say that even though we say Adamud La'ilam, there's an exception, and that is Ba' Echad Vishina. Somebody came and he did something unusual, and in other words, the first person did it and made a short stop, or he put a jug down in the street. and then the second person was Mazik. In that type of case, where the second person was an Einais, there everyone agrees he's Pater. The Rabban is Maidah, that your Pater, if the first person did a Shinoi, then everybody's Maidah that the second person is Pater. Because the first person is at fault as well.
The first person not allowed to rely on.
He's a Mu'id, but he wasn't Mazik anyway. But you're right, he's responsible for his action. And the name was, since he had a yad in doing it, that answers just about every kasha on the Ramban. Right. What? So the Ramban would answer that as well. The Ramban doesn't say this befeirush, but you're talking that the Ramban would be maida, that if you go to sleep, and then someone puts something in a spot where it's a shina, it's not normal to put it next to the bed, that it could be the Ramban would be maida, that the person who turned over is pater. Not because he holds an ayinus as pater, but because the person who put it there had a ketzach shia as well. So al kapanim, this is a machlaikis. We pass him, at least the Ramah passed him by Taisus. We pass him an ayinus gomer as pater. The question, what's an ayinus gomer? Someone's driving the car and the brakes fail. Is that an ayinus gomer? What would you say? Let's say he did his normal checkup, his once a year checkup, and the brakes fail. It seems to be exactly the same as the Sliya had on Gemara. You're going on a ladder, and the rung fails, the Rama holds your partner, because you're an Oinus Gama. So if you're driving a car, I guess it depends, if it's a Yeshiva Shakar or a... although today the Yeshiva Shakar is a gun sign also. If you're driving a car, which you did a normal inspection on, whatever is the normal way, and brakes fail, according to the Rambam, your partner, that's this Gemara. Or this Leah, the Rambam learns, or this Leah is a Torah, not like Rashi. Rashi learns, or this Leah is the Yerida, and it's talking about Golos. The Rambam learns, talking about Nezikim, right? The Grisa that the Grub brings. And by Nezikim, if you're an Einis Gomor, you're a puppet. And the way the Rambam learns this Gemara, that includes a case where a rung, which you had every reason to expect was normal, it's a normal ladder, it became rotten, it's your partner. That's what comes out from the Maskana Sasudya. So what comes out? It comes out in learning this Sudya, we have two issues. One is the Taichi of the Gemara, we have Machlokes the Rambam and Rashi. That's the Geya to Hilchos Golos. And then Agav, since the Rambam would be forced to change the Girsa, we have a secondary topic of Adam Ud La'ilam, which is also Tali in the Sugya. These are the two issues that come from this. Yeah. Which Rashi? I'm sorry.
In
the Zikim. Rashi there, you got the person? No. You know why he says that? Rashi says that because we want to make the case of Nizakin and the case of Golas similar. So say Golas, he fell on a person and killed him. Nizakin, if he fell on a person and injured him. But it would be the same deal with Caleb. There would be no difference. You're right, Rashi wasn't forced to do it. I think Rashi. I don't think that Rashi did a La Fuke Kem. Chayr Kem would be the same thing. The way I understand, Hod is Sliya is Pater, and Hod Aloya Sliya is Chayr. Because the Sliya is an Ainus Gomer. It's the Lashon of the Rambam. What? If it was not a rotten ladder, so what happened? You lost his balance. Adam would lie on you, lose your balance. That's a regular case of Shaygig or Ainus, you hire. We're assuming, I don't think a person who climbs a ladder has to check the rung every time. I don't know, you got to get ladders to have a certain normal lifetime that you buy a ladder, you expect it to be good. Look at Nami, if he was Pishaya, you check the ladder every time. Camp, you have to check it every time, so you never know, but. A normal ladder, a normal cable. You don't expect that it should.
Yeah.
Well, the Gemara is talking to run cell, but once you said time at the Zikin, it could be either way. It's probably the same thing. Alright, that's the Mishnah. Okay? Guys? Next Mishnah. Nishmat habarzel nikita ivahara. Nishmat habarzel nikita ivahara. What's the case? Someone's chopping wood, and the barzel, the metal, flies off the handle and kills. Rabbi Yomer, in a gaimer, but come on, new guy. So we have one machlokes Rabbi and the Chacham. Then we have a second case. Mina eitam is bakeya. What does that mean? What's mina eitam is bakeya? So the Rashi says it means that a piece of wood that you were chopping flew out of the area where you were chopping, and it was magic. Rabbi Yomer, gaimer, come on, my new guy. As I told you, whenever we learn such a sugya, we have to figure out if Eina Gola is Karav Lamezid or Karav Lines. Okay, so which is a bigger Mezid? The handle flying off or the wood flying out? Which is a bigger... In other words, let's go to the first case. Nishmat HaBarzel Mekita, Rebbe says you don't go to Golas. Is that Karav Lines or Karav Lamezid? Let's see, is Rabbi Chanel say here? Two lines to the bottom. Kaidim Shayake Alo Eit Labakai Baharad, Rabbi Yamar Eine Gaila Dahai, Kor of Lamezidu. She'ilu Lohaya Rafui Lohaya Nishma. He seems to say it's Karv Lamezid, no? Ben Chananu? Why is the hatchet different than a ladder? That's the time of Ben Chananu. Ben Chananu says that a head pulling off an axe is Karv Lamezid. Because you don't use an axe unless you check it. You know what he means? I should say unless you check it. He says, because it was loose. It was obviously loose. Why is that different than his flea on a ladder? Saying his flea is an inus. Maybe an axe is more dangerous. So then a car, you're going to have to change your psak. If the brakes fail on a car, the car is also more dangerous. Yeah. Every day? The bus driver, maybe. You can see it, that the axe gets loose more often. Was it the first time using it? That different? The truth is that the Aruch Lener argues with Rebbeinu Chananu. He doesn't bring Rebbeinu Chananu up. He saw it. Aruch Lener says, Karav Lainasu, which is the way I would understand. What? That's totally the previous Gemara. But we're talking now it's going down. It would normally be high. So it's going down. It has to be Derech Yerida. And the head flies off. So the head's got to be on tight. People go around without their head on tight. It's a dangerous thing. So the Rebbe Chanan says that that's a pshe, a karav lamezid. But the Rebbe never said it's a karav lamezid. So, I don't know what they're arguing in axe rules. I don't know what they're arguing about. That is the rules of an axe. Is an axe something you're supposed to check? You're not supposed to check. He's saying that the stomach was loose. How else does it slip off? He's assuming it's loose. Rafaner is not assuming it's loose. I think Rafaner has learned that you don't have to check instruments. Plus, is that side the Mishnah, Dafk in the case of the chapter, that's Rebbe and Chama Adri, and in a normal case, Rebbe's Michael, it's very hard to decide the Mishnah. So, what? Carb lines, you're using a normal tool. Normal tool, like you use a ladder, you use a car, you use a hatchet. No, because Rebbe holds the inner guideline. Question is, what about Rebbe? So Rebbe holds that's Karav Leinus. What? Ain't a garla. So Rebbe says ain't a garla. And Chanan learns this is Karav Leinus, and after that learns this is Karav Leinus. That's about like it. Yes. Starting to make already all kinds of chalukim. I don't think the halachas will start making all these chalukim.
Does that change with normal?
I don't think so. I think people don't check axes. An axe is also not easy to check. I mean, it's got 20 tools. It's got to check all 20 tools every day. The one rung and the one axe are the same. And all the tools and all the rungs are also the same. So it's very hard to start in each case. You have to set rules. So, what? You're more careful. By and large, you're more careful of people underneath. No, but you make it work. And yet we say tonight, and yet we say it's God line is the person with the Hamish underneath. It works out the other way. Okay, yes. I mean, so it could be it was tight in the first swing, and if the eighth swing, it got loose. So we're going to say you have to check every swing. It's not a stabber. Every swing you have to stop and check an ad. You can't do that. That's why I got to understand better there are from there that it's carb blindness. Better than everybody from Idol who says that's carb blindness. I understand it better. Better that way. All right. Tanya. Omelem Rabbi Lechacha. If he never been ushel a barzel on the eight side, does it say the barzel flew off of its handle? Halayla yemer elamin ha'eit. Now, this language of the Gemara, I must tell you, is difficult. How do you couch this Gemara? It doesn't say, Nei Eitzai, Rebbe says, it's not talking, you go to Golis when the head flies off the handle. No. Min Ha'eitz. Let's touch Min Ha'eitz, according to Rashi, that the wood flew off. But the Lashon Min Ha'eitz should be El Ha'eitz. Language, Min, is a little...
From the tree.
From the tree. So what does it mean? Not that the metal flew off from the tree, but that the metal caused wood to fall off of the tree. And we have to touch it like Rashi, right? What? Yeah, Rebbe's that the guy just passed it in the Sefer. The spoons don't fly. So it's a little hard to fit into the Lashon HaGemara. Again, the Rambam explains this differently than Rashi. Rashi says it means wood when flying out when you hit the tree. The Rambam says, no, it means the head of the axe went flying. Just the resha, the head of the axe flew right off the handle before you hit the tree. The swinging, the head flew off. In the sefer, the head of the axe flew off when you hit the tree. From the impact of hitting the tree, the head of the axe flew off. That's how the Rambam teaches the Mishnah, the sefer of the Mishnah. It fits better into Lashon HaGemara. Nashua Basel may eight side. Doesn't say the Basel flew off of the handle. Elamina eight from the tree. When it hit the tree, the Nashua Basel, the Basel flew off. So at least in this part of it, it's embedded. Rebbe's saying that the Lashon of the Pasuk is not the Reisha, the Lashon of the Pasuk is the same. Because the Pasuk says Nashua Basel, a Basel, doesn't mean the Reisha case, it means the Sefer case. What? The Rambam is also explaining Rebbe that way. That this person is going on the Sefer. He says the Sefer doesn't mean the whip flew. Again, the Reisha is that the head flew off the handle. No much like the Rambam and Rashi. The Sefer is that when you hit the tree, something flew. Rashi says it means the wood flew and killed. The Rambam says it means the head flew and killed. The head of the axe. When it flies off in the swing, that means it was lucky. When it flies off in the impact, it wasn't necessarily. It's a greater shia, a lack of checking. It would be looser if it flew off from the force of the swing than it flew off from the impact. The level of amount of looseness was greater when it flew off in the swing than when it fell off in the impact.
So the impact is not as carbonated as flying off in the swing itself. What? Because what does it mean, Elam Nino Eight? No, so Habarz El Nino Eight means the metal flew from the egg. At that point, you're right. Venetial means you cause something to fly. And now here, it's actually better like Rash. Venetial, I noticed in the Oitzer, he brings from Sefer, I don't remember what Sefer, it's not a common Sefer. The this part of the Gemara is better like Rash, you show it around that. Venetial said you make something else fly. That's wood. Rabbanah Savi Yeshem, we make Rabbanah Nosho Karina, the head of the ass. Frank, you might read the Yeshem on the Cyrus. You're like, what's the Lumbus? Anybody in my flight is Yeshem on the Cyrus, Yeshem on the Cyrus? Anybody forget the Lumbus in my flight? That's not the main study. Maybe tomorrow I'll touch on it. It's very hard to understand what the Lumbus is in my flight. You go according to the Cyrus, you go according to the Creed. It's my flight, no? Right, let's stick it up for now with our study. Rabbi saying, if you hold Yesheim l'misayres, I'm certainly right. But you shall say, even if you hold Yesheim l'mikra, I have a Xerisha. Amrapa. And the shada piece of the dikla, for us a tamri, for us a tamri, for kuddle, what am I like this every rabbi? Shita, now the tamer can say, if they don't need kamash balon. Now this is already a shah sugya. Shug sugya of kayach, kayachai, kayachai. That's really the main sugya here. Because the way the Gemara is explaining, what am I like this every rabbi? What's the Gemara say? Rebbe and the Rabbanan argue if what? Of Kayak Kaycha. What's the case of Kayak Kaycha? What's the case? Anybody got this far? Preparing. What's Kayak Kaycha? Which case? The Reish or the Seifa? Huh? Seifa, right? So how's the Kayak Kaycha? He's swinging. The force of his axe hitting something or flying, gas flying, that is Kaycha. Someone swings a bat and it flies out of his hand and it breaks a window, that's kaychai. Someone swings an axe and the head flies off, that's kaychai. If you swing something and you hit something, if you swing a bat and you hit a ball and the ball goes flying, that we're saying is kaychai. According to who? According to Banu Machlaikis, Rabbi Rabban. Which means, what? I'm reading the Gemara. Do you have any other way to read the Gemara? Let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the case of our Mishnah is Kayach Kayachai, according to the Rabban. Like Gemara is Kayach Kayachai, Rabbi Yechav Mishkachas La. What does that mean? It means, Rashi should say it here. It means that when the Eitz HaMistakeya flies out, your potter, according to the Chachamim, why? Because it's Kaya Kaychai. You hear what's going on? Eitz HaMistakeya, according to the Rabbanan, is potter because it's Kaya Kaychai. That we're saying? That means if someone is hits a baseball and it kills someone in the stand, so he doesn't go to Gaza. That's Kaya Kaychai. That's Yiddish, no? That is what Rashi says. The case of Esav Mispakeya is the Kaya Kaychai. His Kaya is what, if the bat, the thing he's swinging, would fly out of his hands, that would be Kaychai. And if it in turn hits something else, that's Kaya Kaychai.
Does it make a difference if you have intention to do something with the thing that you striking, like you want to hit the
we'll talk about it tomorrow. But just, you have to get the tie straight. So let's see the Gemara's case of Kayach Kaychai. Shada Pisa Medikla Ba'asar tamri, ba'asar tamri v'kakim. Is that the same as hitting the bat with a bull with a bat? Just here, you let go of the bat. Normally, when you hit a bull with a bat, you could argue it's an extension of your hand, the bat. All right, let's say I swing a bat, it flies out of my hand, and it hits a date tree, and the date falls down and kills somebody. That's for sure. So if I swing something, and it hits a tamar, what does that mean? That according to the Rabbanan, that's kayak kayfai. Follow? According to the Rabbanan, that's kayak kayfai. According to Rabbi, that is kayfai. Which means, our Gemara is saying, everybody agrees kayak kayfai is parker. That's not a machlaikis, Rabbi and Rabbanan. You know what comes down? Everybody agrees that kayak kayfai is a p'tur. Rebbe and the Rabbanan argue, if Eitan Nispakeya is a case of Kaichai, or is a case of Kaya Kaichai. Okay, again, Eitan Nispakeya. With an axe I hit wood, and the wood goes flying. With a bat I hit a ball, and the ball goes flying. Is that Kaichai, or is that Kaya Kaichai? Rebbe holds that that's Kaichai, and you go to Galus. And Rabbanan hold that that's kayak kayakai, and you don't go to Galus. Because the machlaikis. And the machlaikis, how to define kayak kayakai. But everybody holds kayak kayakai is positive. And I was asking, that's what the Gemara says. So what should come out from this Gemara? If you're mad at someone through kayak kayakai, someone hits a bat, now if he kills somebody, someone hits a baseball and he kills somebody. That's Eitan Nispakeya. According to Rebbe, he goes to Galus. According to Rabbanan, he doesn't go to Galus. Okay? If it ever happened, you ever hit somebody with a baseball and killed them? Just happened? A hockey puck. Okay? What happens if you injure someone, you break a window, you play ball, and you break a window? So, if that's Kayak Kayakai, what should be? What should be? Potter. So there's a important Machlokes Rishonim, which we're going to discuss in Yud Hashem tomorrow. This Gemara reveals to us a concept called Kayak Kayakai. There are two ways to learn this Gemara. You can learn that this is a rule for Shas. We have a Gemara Makis Tavches that opens up a new idea to us. Kayak Kayakai is not considered your action. And maybe this is a rule for all of Shas, that Kayach Kaychai is Lavka Kaychai. A step removed is not Kaychai. Or, other Rishayim are going to learn. No! This is Xeris HaKosiv by Golos, by Ritzicha. We learn out of the Pasuk of Eitan Nispakeya. It's a Din Dapka by Ritzicha. By Ritzicha is the Chiddush of Kayach Kaychai, Lavka Kaychai. But maybe, by other halachis, kayak kayakai is kayakai. In other words, the machlokes we're going to discuss tomorrow is what is the rule b'chol ha'tayra kula by kayak kayakai kayakai dal. Should we assume that this gemara is a rule to everywhere? And the Arsameach saying had put it best today, some of you took. The Arsameach in Hilchos Shabbos, by a case of kayakai in Hilchos Shabbos, says, there's a rule, b'chol and yonim, that's some of his key thoughts, b'chol and yonim, kayak kayakai, lavke kayakai, famakis tachas. And we have a rule, kayak kayakai, lavke kayakai. So for Shabbos, if you do malacha with kayak kayakai, it'll be different. But the Rishash here brings from the Rosh of Bava Kamma that this is a din only by Ritzicha, kayak kayakai, lavke kayakai. But if you magic someone with kayak kayakai, you'll be chayim. So tomorrow, Yud Hashem, we're going to get into this Indian of Kaya 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 Dami, whether this is a rule for Kala Tarakula or not. There's a nice piece of Shmuel Zofsky explains the Shittas HaRosh. It's a piece that starts Kosev HaRashash. And he explains, why should Ritzicha be different than Ezekiel? He explains the Rosh Hashita. The Shita Kenegdai, the Ritzva, on this Gemara says, Kaya 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 K says that Nezikim is the same as Agamar. This is the Mafaytis Mishayim, which means Hashem. I don't think we'll start the next Mishnah tomorrow, so you have time to catch up and to do something.